Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so by far the biggest news of the morning is just enjoy the weather today. Mid-70s is going to be a beautiful day, and then the bottom falls out starting a little bit later this evening, I believe. They say it's going to be like a 72-hour little spell that hits us. Snow is coming. 48 inches, 48, 428 inches
oh gosh,
in the metro.
I was like,
oh, wait, Jeremy, no!
Jeremy, no!
5 to 10 down south where I'm at, so that should be a fun drive-in. And then, 2 feet plus up in the mountains. I don't know why they keep pinpointing Estes Park, but they're saying 2 feet plus. I had just taken off some netting on some big trees I have in my backyard. I just took them off this weekend because the snow like bends them over. And they're saying beware because this is limb snapping weather.
Well, yeah, this is
power
the
lines.
Heavy spring snow type stuff that has a lot of the water moisture in it.
Yep.
So we're going to see it very sweat and sloppy and
I hate it. I hate this spring snow, but you know
Same.
What?
Say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
My lawn will say thank you. I'm so thirsty.
Okay.
There you go.
That
was a good way to
say it.
Oh, thank you, Mother Earth. What else is going on? Rockies were swept over the weekend, but the Avs, holy crap, 9-6 win over Minnesota.
Yeah, take that there, Wild.
They did real good.
It was the Oprah meme. You get a goal. You get a goal. You get a goal.
So many goals.
Nice scoring game.
Yeah.
Other stuff going on. Good God. Gas prices, the national average as of yesterday was $4.44 a gallon for regular. It's up more than 30 cents from last week. They say this is a big deal for people right now. People are driving less because of the gas prices. They've slashed household expenses. They're changing their travel destination or vacation plans.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be expensive.
I filled up yesterday, and after the show today, I will be going to our boss to ask for a raise.
Yeah.
It was
so
that expensive.
I went and looked at cars this weekend because I hate my truck.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I know.
I'm not a fan.
I've been complaining about it since you got it.
I went back and looked at F-150s, and then I remembered they got that 36-gallon fuel tank, so I'm not going to do that. But I was looking at just options when it comes to the gas mileage and stuff. I'm like, man, it's not getting any better.
Well, you're at least taking it into consideration when you're purchasing a vehicle because you're right. There seems to be no relief, and we thought we'd get some by now.
That's the one thing I love about my Barbie truck is that it is, it's good on gas mileage.
Yeah.
But my head hits the ceiling, so I'm leaning 4Runner, you guys.
Are you really?
No, you're not. Yeah, that's the best decision you'll ever make.
You know what?
Lord have mercy.
Good move on your part.
I like
the 4Runners.
You will love it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Katie needs a car, too. You want to go car shopping with me?
You know what? Why don't we? Like, let's just do this together.
You want to buy my Barbie truck?
We can make a deal happen, right?
Katie in a truck.
Let's go.
Speaking of money, Devil Wears Prada 2, $77 million during its debut weekend, exceeding projections. They say it actually did pretty darn good. Post Malone has canceled the start of his stadium tour with Jelly Roll.
That.
Total of 6 shows are going to be refunded. Tour is now going to kick off June 12th in Indianapolis. He says, I need more time to finish my double album before the tour starts. But behind the scenes, and if you've been keeping track of this, ticket sales have been in the toilet for
this show.
And I don't know why.
Same.
I don't know why.
I am absolutely shocked because I know when Post Malone announced that he was going to do a stadium show and he was teaming up with Jelly Roll, I mean, people were beyond excited about it.
I was mad I missed it because they were at Mile High.
Yes,
but the thing is, they did it last year. I think that's why.
Is that the same thing? It's not.
I mean, 2 years in a row, he's like, nothing changes. Neither one of them have come out with a new album since then. A couple singles.
But my Post, man, that I have been on a Post Malone kick
for some reason. He's great.
On my Apple Music. It has just been non-stop.
Yeah.
Are you listening to old Posty, rap Posty,
all
or country Posty?
All Posty.
Okay, I like it.
All Posty, period.
Hey, let me give you one more thing for your old aunt and grandma. The United States Postal Service has announced a new release this summer. Barbie stamps are coming out.
Okay, now you got my attention.
It'll feature different Barbie dolls throughout the years, dressed for 10 iconic careers and looks. Imagine a time, Katie, when that was a popular song.
I remember when that was a popular song. You remember that
remember
song?
Remember when?
That song would come on the radio. You would automatically roll down your windows and turn it all the way up, because even if...
Remember when?
Yes!
Good God.
Back when it was trendy to be
a
Barbie
a
girl.
Different time.
Even
it?
You were a Barbie girl, Jared.
Even I was.
Like,
it was Aqua.
You were.
Aqua. I had the
I'm
album.
A Barbie girl.
I had the album. Oh, Lord. It was a different time.
Laughing plastic.
Do we have any more sports?
We do a little bit. Yeah, the Kentucky Derby was over this weekend, and Golden Tempo is the big winner at 23-1 odds. But Cherie DeVoe really took center stage here, as she is the first woman trainer ever to win the big one in the Kentucky Derby.
I'm quite overwhelmed, to be honest. I keep getting the has it set in. No, it hasn't. A lot has been made about a female trainer winning the Kentucky Derby, and I'm honored that I get to be that person. And I hope this just paves the way for any other little girl with big dreams or woman with big dreams. I always thought that the sky was the limit. Now, really, it truly is the limit.
One of the coolest things is there's a camera that stays on the trainer and the owner during the entire race. And to see her reaction as she starts dead last. I mean, Golden Tempo was dead last and then slowly makes his way up the pack to the front and finishes in first place. The emotion on her face was so cool. She is actually I know you're making those noises. She is actually a very qualified trainer, though. She has 297 first place finishes, which totals in almost $33 million dollars in prize money. And then she also took down a very pretty package, Payday, on Saturday, as she won $310,000 because she gets 10% of that $3.1 million.
Extra carrots for that horse.
Yes. So shout out to
Cherie DeVoe.
She's
always complaining that the barn's always dirty, though, and everybody's leaving their hay laying around.
Somebody's got to clean it. Seriously, if she didn't, it would never get clean.
This barn is a mess.
Yeah, and it would stay a mess if she didn't say
there
something.
There is hay everywhere in here.
She's a legend.
What's that smell?
Come on, hats off to her.
Pick up your saddle.
She's horse always nagging.
Yeah, as she should. Someone's got to do it.
Some of the best horses' names throughout the years.
She give her money for that, too.
Mr. Frisky. Homeboy Chris. I can't say that one. I can't say that one.
What was the one the Beastie Boy won this year, right?
The Sir B-Bum.
Yeah.
Sir B-Bum.
Dr. Devious. Corn Off the Cob.
There have been some great names.
Sinister Minister.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
There's some good names there. Okay. This is really good news with the snow that we just talked about, because a basin is going to stay open.
Yay! Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so again, there's a lot of snow supposed to hit this week, as we just said, so that's supposed to help matters, but I wonder if other resorts are going to do the same thing. A-Basin just put out a statement on Saturday. They're like, after 14 inches of snow this week, we've decided to give the people what they want. More time at the Legend. Mother Nature provided, and so shall the basin.
And we need the money.
That's what they said. They need the money.
We need the money.
One more weekend ain't going to hurt anybody. But yeah, you know what? A lot of skiers were bummed out that this season was so short and really non-existent in a lot of spots. So I know that there's going to be a lot of people heading up to the high country this weekend. There you go. A-Basin. Water World, considered one of the best water parks in the country.
We were just talking about Water World this weekend because my kids really want to go.
Oh, yeah. And it's mostly like because they did the revamps to it. Well, they redid a lot of stuff for
Water
World.
I know,
but
I'm still a germaphobe. So.
I know you are, but maybe your kids can tell you about it, because USA Today says they're number 5 when it comes on to the list of top 10. So it's picked by a panel of water park experts. How do you get on that, huh?
I know. I want to do that.
Splashtastic.
It really does. So last year we were number 2 on this list. Mm-hmm. So we did fall a few spots, but still representing in Colorado. I love it.
I'm due to go back. I haven't been to Water World since the 80s, probably.
The 80s? Seriously?
Yeah, I probably due to get back.
I guess. Maybe
did we
90s.
Do a couple radio events there? I feel like we might have, but
ain't no way you got in.
I know. I haven't been in the water since the 80s.
Okay, that makes total sense.
I'm sure
sense.
It's
yeah, I'll bring the families
then.
There, and we'll see.
You need to at least test out the waters a little bit, especially the new stuff.
Get my toe in, maybe.
There you go. There you go. Well, USA Today says, out of the country, this is where you want to do it.
Okay.
We've got a top spot right here in Colorado. Did you see this one, the U-Haul that crashed into the restaurant?
No.
Oh, my goodness. So it was at Ollie and Parks, the restaurant there just off 17th and Park Avenue in downtown. Kind of a sad situation because there are apartments upstairs. Nobody was hurt, but they did drive right into a support beam on the building. So
whoopsies.
You've got the restaurant downstairs, all the apartments upstairs. So it's kind of a situation where they're going to have to
do... Bad day to start a puzzle.
Exactly. Yes. You don't want to do all that. But
bad day to play marbles.
The driver might have had a medical emergency, so they're not sure what happened in that whole situation. But still kind of crazy that it just, you know, somebody driving right into a restaurant.
Bad day to make spaghetti and meatballs.
Absolutely. Well, they said the bartender was... they drove right into the bar. And so the bartender was outside servicing some tables.
Yeah.
And they said it could have been a lot worse if he was actually behind the bar where he was supposed to be. So, yeah, it looks
poor
like
support beam.
Here's the other thing about this is Ollie and Parks, the person who owns that, also owns an Italian restaurant in that same area. They just suffered a fire. So this poor guy, one of his restaurants got burned down, and so they're trying to refurbish that whole thing. And now a U-Haul crashing into this restaurant, so he's going to have to take some time to
only
get
good
things
to come now from
I know,
this. It's
hopefully.
Like you've had two bad ones, and now it's nothing but uphill from
exactly,
here.
Exactly, exactly.
Unless you're in that apartment, because
it's
downhill.
The apartment, they're going to have to
bad
deal
day to
with
wear
that.
Roller skates.
So bad day, yeah. That puzzle on that roller. If you're doing a puzzle on roller skates,
bad
it's a
day
really
to leave your
bad
bowling
day
ball
for
out
you.
On the couch. Ouch.
So really, who does that? Who puts
but
it on
you're polishing
couch?
It.
Oh, okay. You polish your ball off, didn't you? Okay.
Trying to think of other things round that would be.
Yeah. And I went blank.
Leave your watermelon on the counter.
There, your
bad
watermelon
day.
On the counter. Right. Okay. And then this last one, the Denver Zoo temporarily closed. I believe it was yesterday. Yeah.
It's back open.
So it is back open now, but it just closed for the afternoon yesterday because of a threat that somebody phoned in. Something that's happening all around the country. Who was doing that? Who decided it was a good idea to call in threats to
zoos? And it was nothing serious.
No, nothing serious.
I know who it was.
Enough for them to want to check it out. Who was it?
The Laughing Hyenas.
Ah.
Oh, God.
I think it was the animal. Oh, my goodness. Well, thankfully, again, as you said, the zoo's back open, open for business, regular operations. And, Jeremy, there's your Mile High Hype.
They're always such little pranksters.
They really are.